228. O servant of the threshold of Baha'u'llah, thy letter, dated 14th of June 1920, has been received. A letter from some of the members of the Peace Committee has also been received, and an answer hath been written to them. Deliver it to them. It is evident that this meeting is not what it is reputed to be, and is unable to order and arrange affairs in the manner which is befitting and necessary. However that may be, the matter in which they are engaged is nevertheless of the greatest importance. The meeting at The Hague should have such power and influence that its word will have an effect on the governments and nations. Point out to the reverend members gathered there that the Hague Conference, held before the war, had as its president the Emperor of Russia, and its members were men of the greatest eminence. Nevertheless, this did not prevent such a terrible war. Now how will it be? For in the future, another war, fiercer than the last, will assuredly break out. Verily of this there is no doubt whatever. What can the Hague meeting do? But the fundamental principles laid down by Baha'u'llah are day by day spreading. Deliver the answer to their letter, and express the greatest love and kindness, and leave them to their own affairs. In any case, they ought to be pleased with you, and subject to their approval, you may print and distribute that detailed epistle of mine, which hath already been translated into English. As to the Esperantists, associate with them. Whenever you find one with capacity, convey to him the fragrances of life. In all the meetings, converse about the teachings of Baha'u'llah, because this will be effective today in the Western countries. And if they ask regarding your belief in Baha'u'llah, you should reply that we consider him as the foremost teacher and educator of the world in this age, and make clear, explaining in detail, that these teachings regarding universal peace and other subjects were revealed by the pen of Baha'u'llah 50 years ago and have already been published in Persia and India and spread abroad throughout the whole world. In the beginning, all were incredulous about the idea of universal peace, considering it an impossibility. Further, speak of the greatness of Baha'u'llah, of the events that took place in Persia and Turkey, of the astonishing influence that he exerted, of the contents of the epistles which he addressed to all the sovereigns, and of their fulfilment. Also, speak of the spread of the Baha'i cause. Associate with the Committee of Universal Peace at The Hague as much as possible, showing them every courtesy. It is evident that the Esperantists are receptive, and thou art familiar with and expert in their language. Communicate also with the Esperantists of Germany and other places. The literature which thou circulatest should deal only with the teachings. The dissemination of other literature is at present not advisable. My hope is that the divine confirmations may continually assist thee. Grieve not over the apathy and coldness of the Hague meeting. Put thy trust in God. Our hope is that among the people the Esperanto language may hereafter have a powerful effect. Thou hast now sown the seed. Assuredly it will grow. Its growth dependeth upon God.